This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Talking with our first guest from the Toronto Sun. Not County Executive Mark Pullenkars. It's Brian Lilly. Brian, good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Good to be with you again.
Brian, obviously we've heard the back and forth with all this tariff talk, the president putting another pause, a one-month pause on tariffs about a day or two after letting the tariffs go into effect. But before we get to that, Brian, what were Canadians' thoughts on the incoming Trump administration before he took office?
There was more positivity than the last time. Last time, Canadians almost universally accepted the, it's like they were all watching MSNBC and had one talking point view of him. He's awful. He's evil. This time there was a different feeling of, we know what happened last time. And, probably still most Canadians would not have voted for him, but it was about 30-40%. We're like, yeah, all right, this is going to be fine. And then November 25th happened when he went on Truth Social and said, something that we've never heard. Excuse me. He had talked about tariffs generally in a business sense. First time that most people heard him talk about tariffs of 25% over fentanyl at the border and illegal immigration at the border was November 25th when he posted that on Truth Social, and suddenly heads turned around and went, wait a minute. And our heads have been spinning just like yours ever since. I was just watching Donald Trump be interviewed on Fox News by Maria Bartiromolo, and she said, what about clarity on the tariffs? And he said, yeah, you can have clarity. They might go up. They might go down.
Now, I have to see that interview. I knew that interview was airing, but I had to prepare for this. Brian, how are leaders in Canada? Because I've seen not only Prime Minister Trudeau, but we've seen Doug Ford. We've seen other leaders throughout the provinces having their own reaction to the tariff threat from the president.
Well, Doug Ford, who is the Premier of Ontario, equivalent of Governor Kathy Hochul, whom he has a very good relationship with, and they talk, he was probably the most pro-Trump Canadian politician there was until the tariff threat. And now he's threatening to cut off the electricity that Ontario sells to New York State, to Michigan, to Minnesota. About 1.5 million homes, we're told, are powered across those three states, are powered by Ontario electricity. As of tomorrow, there's going to be a 25% surcharge. But Premier Ford has also said if the tariffs keep going up and up and up, then eventually he will just cut off the power, which would be problematic. Just not saying everyone in New York State that gets their power from there would be sitting in the dark, but there could be brownouts. There'd be a scramble to find new supply because there isn't that much extra supply out there. And so, it's bizarre that in the space of a few weeks, I grew up on the border. I played in hockey tournaments in Cheektowaga and across the Buffalo area. It feels bizarre that we're fighting with our best friends.
Yeah, the tariffs that Canada has threatened reciprocal to the Trump ones, are those still in effect? And is the leadership that they just don't believe these pauses? How are they reacting to the word pause instead of elimination?
The tariffs in response come from the federal government led by Justin Trudeau, who's going to be replaced later today. We'll find out who replaces him tonight. They had not instituted an exact match dollar for dollar yet. They were ramping up their tariffs in response. So they only had a bit of retaliation. They left what was in place, but paused going forward. And, while President Trump said he's pausing the tariffs on Canada and Mexico, some are, some aren't. It's all very muddy and messy. But Premier Ford, he can't impose tariffs. He's not a national government. His two main actions were taking all American booze off the shelves of our government-run liquor stores. The Liquor Control Board of Ontario, which is owned by the provincial government, is not only the largest retailer in the province, they're the wholesaler for the bars and restaurants. So if you own a bar and you sell a lot of Jack Daniels or bourbon or California Chardonnay, you can't get that anymore. So he kept the American booze off the shelves. It's about $1 billion a year, largest purchaser of booze in the world. So he's kept that off, and he said that he's going forward with the surcharge on electricity of 25% on Monday, because he says we can't be sure. And he said, because there's so many different tariffs. There is still the threat of tariffs on steel and aluminum that would come on the 12th. That's Wednesday. On Friday, President Trump was in the Oval Office talking with reporters. He does like to keep us all busy. I'll say that. He speaks more than any president I've ever seen. He suddenly started talking about new tariffs on Canadian lumber and dairy products like milk and cheese and such, and that those could come on Monday. And then there's the April 2nd tariff. So Premier Ford just said, this guy's not backing down. We never know what's going to happen. So I'm going full steam ahead. And he's been doing a full court media press, appearing on CBS Evening News, I think on Thursday or Friday. They just released a full 20-minute interview on one of their morning programs this weekend. He's been on Fox News, CNBC, CNN, ABC, NBC, all in the last week.
Now, what about businesses? You know, you talked about the alcohol, the American alcohol off the shelves, but how are businesses reacting, and what kind of concerns do they have if this all goes through on April 2nd?
Well, yeah, I'm not sure anybody in the business community likes it. We'd like to go back to the way things were, and, if there are trade agents, let's talk about them and fix the free trade agreement that we have between our two countries. But it's just creating a lot of uncertainty. And look, I get President Trump wants more manufacturing back in the United States. We didn't steal your auto jobs or steal your manufacturing jobs. We've lost a lot of that as well to China and to Mexico, quite frankly. If you know the history of manufacturing in the Great Lakes Basin, the industries grew up side by side with each other. I think the Dodge brothers opened their first Canadian plant to make their cars in about 1904, shortly after they started in Detroit. And they had originally owned a bicycle plant in Windsor, Ontario, just across the river from Detroit, before they started making cars in Detroit. There's always been this back and forth in the Great Lakes Basin area of great manufacturing because of the ports and the resources and the railroads and how we're set up. We've all lost a lot of that. I don't think President Trump gets that, and he keeps talking about...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, they took our auto jobs to Canada. No, they grew up at the same time. They've suffered the same pressures. They've suffered the same losses. It's different with Mexico, because they didn't used to have an auto industry, and now they do, and they took a lot of the auto jobs, so that's different. But you know, there's just a lot of wishing we could roll back the clock on the fighting.
You know, obviously, when the Elimination Chamber, which I know everyone watched last week in Toronto, the American anthem was booed. Pat McAfee had some words to say about that. What upsets Canadians more, if you had to pick one? I know they both upset. Is it the 51st state talk or is it the tariff talk?
I think it's combined. And I am not a fan of booing of the anthems. And I've been clear on that. And I think that Wayne Gretzky, even though he lives in St. Louis most of the time, Florida part-time, Wayne Gretzky's still a great Canadian. Let's stop this. I didn't like booing at the Four Nations face-off. But, yeah, you know, Canadians want to remain Canadian. And, you know, we all thought that when Donald Trump started this talk about the 51st state, that he was just trolling Justin Trudeau, because the two men really don't like each other. And that has been very clear from the first Trump administration. They simply don't get along. It's like oil and water. And now it seems like, no, maybe that's not the case. There was a piece in the New York Times this week saying that there have been several calls between either President Trump and Prime Minister Trudeau or Howard Lutnick, his commerce secretary, and people in the Canadian government, where they've raised the idea of, let's rip up the border agreement. Let's annex Canada. Let's scrap the treaty that has been in place forever, and never a controversial treaty. We co-manage the Great Lakes because we are on either side of them. And so we've had decades-long stewardship agreement on what happens in the Great Lakes so that one side isn't poisoning the other. They want to rip up that. So there's a lot of consternation, and we just don't know what's happening. Like, is he serious or is he not? Seems like he might be serious on the 51st state stuff. And that's whipped up an awful lot of patriotism. And I've said to, you know, several Americans that I've been speaking with, Donald Trump takes credit for chasing Justin Trudeau out of office and him resigning early. There's probably some truth to that. But I've said, you know, that what you're doing may end up reelecting a guy just like Justin Trudeau because of the impact that they're having on Canadian politics. The Conservatives were about to win. Now it looks like Justin Trudeau's replacement, Mark Carney, could actually take the next election, which could be within about 6 weeks.
That was my next question. You know, how has this had an effect on polling going into the next election? And when is the Canadian next election? You mentioned Justin Trudeau. Someone will be named in his place tonight for his party. When will the actual election take place?
So it's scheduled for October, but our system is a bit different than yours. And so we have what's called a minority government. They don't have enough seats, enough votes to pass budget bills and confidence votes through the House. And so they could fall at any time, or they, or they could decide to go to an early election. So Mark Carney, who used to be the governor of the Bank of Canada, governor of the Bank of England, ran a massive company based out of New York called Brookfield Asset Management. He is the most likely person to win tonight. And if he does, I've been told that either next Sunday or the following Sunday, he will call an early election before going back to the House, where he would lose a confidence vote. He wouldn't be able to pass a budget by the end of March. So he'll call an early election and we'll be voting just after Easter.
Wow. What kind of polling drop has the Conservative Party seen in Canada since the talk of President Trump?
They've been running about a 15 to 20% lead for well over a year. And, you know, some polls put them at a 30-point lead. I discounted those, just like the ones that I discount saying, oh, it's really tight. So kind of like that Kamala Harris is winning Idaho poll. Yeah, that's not true. So you got some of those polls going on. It's still about a 7 to 10-point lead for the Conservatives right now. But in an election, in a time of flux, in a time of huge national pride, that could change and the Liberals could be out in front again. So, you know, okay. The Democrats found out in your country in November, campaigns matter. And, you know, you can get outcomes that a lot of people didn't expect. So we could end up with a guy who is just like Justin Trudeau, replacing the Trudeau government, in large part based on this tariff fight.
So tonight will be the name. So that the person named will be the interim prime minister. Is that how it works?
No, they will automatically become Liberal leader.
Okay.
And then at some point this week, I'm told it could be Tuesday, it could be Wednesday, details to come later, there would be a swearing in where they would take the oath of office and become the prime minister. Now, he doesn't have a seat in the legislature. So if the House of Commons came back, he couldn't even sit in there except in the visitors gallery up top. That's part of the reason why he would be going to an early election to get himself elected, other than by party members. Very strange system we have up here sometimes. So he would become a full prime minister with the ability to appoint his own cabinet at one afternoon this week.
Any signal that first term of business or one of the first terms of business would be getting on the phone with President Trump? Or, I mean, it sounds like there's a lot of things he has to take care of in Ottawa. But have they talked about whoever succeeds Trudeau getting on the phone with Trump?
Most likely. I mean, look, one of the other people that could succeed him, although it's not likely that she'd win, is Chrystia Freeland, who Donald Trump has actually spoken about because he dislikes her that much. She was our chief negotiator on renegotiating NAFTA last time. It's doubtful that Freeland would get a returned call or that President Trump would answer. As for Mark Carney, he's going to have a credibility problem. You're talking about a guy who was on the board of the World Economic Forum, who is quite literally a globalist banker, exactly the type of person that Donald Trump speaks out against right now, including this week. He's going to be the kind of elected prime minister of Canada, but just chosen by party leaders. I don't think Trump will take him seriously until there's an election. So we kind of have had a vacuum of leadership for several months while dealing with this crisis. That's why you're seeing people like Ontario Premier Doug Ford step up. There's a lack of legitimacy between our federal government, our national government that should be handling this, and the Trump administration. A great dislike between them, and also a lack of legitimacy you know, you announced January 6th you're resigning Justin Trudeau, you're not going to get a chance to negotiate with the guys in Washington because they see you as a lame duck on his way out. This new guy will be looked at as, you haven't even been elected. Call me when you're elected.
Very interesting. Hey, Brian, always great catching up with you. And hopefully when we get close to that election, we can speak again.
Sounds great. Talk soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.